This episode of Stars and Characters is sponsored in part by Audible.com. Audible.com offers over 100 Star Wars audio titles, including the National Public Radio dramatization of The Empire Strikes Back, the full cast performance extending the original story of The Empire Strikes Back into a four-hour series. You can download this entire series for free or any one of the other 100,000-plus audiobook titles Audible.com carries by visiting audibletrial.com/SWIC. Again, that's audibletrial.com/SWIC for your free audiobook.
He has no carnal interest in her whatsoever.
Well, look at her feet. I don't blame him.
This is Star Wars in Character, the podcast that takes a closer look at some of the elements that make up the Star Wars universe. Backstories, histories, and details you never knew, wanted to know, or ever need to know. Now here are this week's panelists of Star Wars in Character.
Today we are talking about Diva Shaliqua. Is that how you say it, Tim?
I don't know. Diva Shaliqua or Diva Shaliqua. I like Shaliqua.
All I know is that when our fans look it up, she's a fucking hot piece of ass.
And that's the show. That's not all we need to know.
I'm telling you, she's a knockout. She's
cool. This girl, yeah.
Well, this Diva Shaliqua only appears in episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Did I mention how hot she is?
She is smoking sweet, smooth.
That's why these names are what they are. Ready?
Are these all sexy names?
Hot Dave. Hot Matt.
My name is Cutie Chris.
Oh, God.
Because she's a cutie.
Chris.
Today I am joined by Va-va-va-voom Matt.
Voom Matt. Wow.
She is gorgeous. To my right is Damn Dave.
I thought you were going to say Double Dave.
Because you know why? She is gorgeous.
She is.
And last but not least, I'm joined by Tight Body Tim. You know why?
The size of those Tims.
She is gorgeous.
Has a tight
she's
body.
She's not that good looking.
Oh, she's hot.
Nah, yeah. She's going to be different. You seen her feet?
I'm not looking at her feet.
Look at them.
Are there pictures of her feet?
Yes.
All right, let's hold
on. Where do you see this?
I see it on the website I have for her. And actually, type in Diva Shaliqua feet and prepare to be disappointed.
She's got monster feet.
Yes.
What? Yeah, I see it.
Hold on.
Stop everything.
She's got like hobbit feet.
Don't. My boners are already up. Don't let it go back down.
Yeah, let me get that for you.
You know, she is like one of those cute little anime girls that goes to the anime convention. That's anime feet.
With beast feet.
Just have her wear socks.
And I have 0 foot fetish, and even I'm looking at this going, fuck no.
She has like Bosque feet.
Hammer toe.
Camel toe, what'd you say?
But they're both.
I didn't see the feet, Matt.
You see it?
Or don't? I do. I didn't see him earlier, but
I did, Dawn.
Look at that body. Look how tight she is up there.
She is, yeah, that's yoga toned.
All right, what is the deal?
Yoda toned. oh, yoga, I'm sorry.
Yoda toned.
I thought he said Yoda toned too.
Look at this. Wait, that's not her.
That's Bette Midler. Yes.
Yeah. This is probably the hottest body we've had since...
except for the feet.
What's her name? Orly Shoshin. Mm. Except for the feet. She does have kind of a snaggle toe.
Didn't see the feet. I did.
But the feet aren't even in the movie, so this is non-canon.
Yeah.
The feet are not canon. Okay.
What's she wearing? Like, yeah, look at that.
What almost is nothing. She, Tim? Okay, teach us something, Tim.
Tell us about Diva Shaliqua.
Give us some facts about Shaliqua.
Please.
All right, well, Diva Shaliqua or Shaliqua, she is half feeling.
I'm feeler. What?
Is that half of the bad feet?
we'll go off on this in a second. She is the same species as Restall. But the thing is they're both half human, so she's half Thielen, half human, as is Restall, who is half Thielen and half human. And there's actually, we see one other Thielen in episode one. There's kind of a chubby, sort of thick Thielen there next to Jabba with bright orange hair.
Yeah, that's the one we were looking at that I said was Bette Midler.
That is Amanda Lucas.
Oh,
Amanda Lucas?
Oh, my God.
That is George Lucas's daughter.
I thought you were saying one word, like that was her species. Like a monomon.
No,
Amanda Lucas.
The Amanda Lucas is.
Did you just character. Say lard?
Lard? You said the word lard, Tim.
I was trying to say the larger of the two.
You said lard. Horrible.
It may have come out as lard. I hope not. what's her name? Amanda Lucas. Her character's name is Diva Funquita. And I'm not making this up. Funquita.
So is this like they're all called that? They all have Diva as part of their name?
A lot of the female Thielens are referred to as Diva.
Okay. Like we would. Yeah. Like Mariah Carey is a diva.
Yeah, a diva. Yeah. Yes.
Something like
that. And just like Mariah Carey, Diva Shaliqua is a singer.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounded sincere.
I want to look.
Now this Diva Shaliqua, she is a slave owned by Jabba the Hutt at the time that we see her in this movie in Attack of the Clones. Now I'm going to go and sort of give you a little backstory on the Thielen. All of these Thielens that we've seen in the movies, like Ristall and Shaliqua and Funquita, and there's a bounty hunter in the Clone Wars called, I think her name is Lats Ratsy.
These fucking names, man.
She is not a diva. But during the time of the original six movies, during the saga, the Thielens were like an endangered species. They were dying off at a very quick rate because they would be born and they would be mutated, and there were all different mutations between Thielens. So some of them would have like spots on their faces and horns, like Ristall. Some of them might have weird, funky feet, apparently. But they were a fading species. So around the time of Return of the Jedi, it was thought that full-blooded Thielens were presumed extinct. There were only a sort of mixed species of them.
So if they have something like something with strange feet or something like that, they're like biracial in a way?
Generally, yeah. Generally, the Thielens that you will see are going to be crossbred, because a lot of their purebred ones, if they are able to procreate and have a child, the child will be sterile.
Okay, so this is like a mule can't reproduce.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Are you serious?
The ones you see are the mules of the
universe. Are you serious?
Out of all the facts shared, the one about the mule is the one that got Chris's attention.
Yeah, if you cross a horse and a donkey, you get a mule, but a mule can't reproduce. Look at you.
If you fuck a mule, personally, no, not you. But if a mule's fucked, it can't give birth?
No.
I never knew that.
This is like school for you here.
Well, all these years I've been fucking a mule, and now I got the
even wondering, why did I get no babies?
This is beast banging in character.
Now I can calm down now. Woo!
you can stop wearing the condom.
I actually, my entire body locked for a second. I don't know. I didn't know how to react to that in any way, shape, or form.
But yeah. So I guess a pure blooded Thielen is like the dodo bird of the Star Wars universe.
Mm.
So,
So other than this girl's feet, is from her ankles up, does she look like an original feeling would have looked? because she doesn't have spots. I'm looking at these pictures because I don't know what any of this shit is. So I'm looking at these pictures and like these, you know, like you said, a lot of them have spots. Lucas's daughter and what was the other one called with the red? And she looks like a leopard.
Reistal.
Reistal.
They have spots. This girl, she's bald. Kind of. She's got like male pattern baldness.
She's half bald.
Yeah, she looks like Larry Fine with blue.
Yeah, she's more human. Oh, you know what? Restall has funky feet too.
Ooh,
come to look at it.
Ew.
She's much more human looking than the other Thielens that we see in the Star Wars universe. Like she doesn't have the horns, she doesn't have the spots or the freckles or the beauty marks or any of that good stuff, but she does have the feet.
Put a bag over her feet and do your business.
But I'd still know they're there.
It really bothers you.
You want those things scratching up against you in the middle of the night?
I would have her just wear some Ugg boots and forget about it.
Ugg boots. Moon boots. Ugg boots.
Ugly boots.
But as we said, she was originally a slave of Ingoda the Hutt after her parents died. I guess there's not a whole lot of information on her early life, so I'm not sure if she was originally a slave, like her parents were slaves and she was born into slavery. But her parents are dead. She's owned by Ingoda the Hutt. But then she was transferred over to Jabba at some point. And he was very proud of his super sexy, hot, blue-haired slave. And she is a sight to behold. I don't even mind. I don't even mind the ridiculously high forehead. That I kind of like it because the blue. I've always had a thing for girls with blue hair.
Oh, yeah?
A bend down.
Oh, yeah.
Does this happen a lot to you?
I've known a few girls that have dyed their hair blue, and I find it cobalt blue, and I was like, that is a good-looking look. I like it.
So you got the hots from Marge Simpson.
Oh my God. Marge Simpson.
Turn down the lights.
Oh, my God.
And I'm ready to go. The Simpsons. Now Jabba, he was pretty proud of this slave. I mean, Jabba has good. He's got a good eye. Let's admit it.
Yeah, Yarnold the Gargan.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's you know, there's an exception to every rule.
Well, she was. Wasn't her name meant pretty? And wasn't she like the bra yeah, model pretty. And shit before he fucked her up?
Yeah. So why doesn't he make Diva Shaliqua like put on mud and ugly paint and to fatten her up with water? I'll get that.
Ugly paint. I like that.
It's a real color. Crayola. But he was real proud. He would take her more than his other slaves. He would take this slave out and he would show her off to the world. He would introduce her. He would wine and dine her out. He would take her out to events like the pod race. She was there. She was his guest.
That's why she's there, because she's like arm candy.
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
She's his beard. Because he is a hermaphrodite after all.
And is like his wife / mate there as well. So like he can take his wife and his girlfriend
anywhere.
Anywhere he wants, yeah.
He's a Hutt. He can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm. But it was actually at this Mos Espa pod race that she met an actor who had severe gambling problem by the name of Romeo Treblanc.
Romeo?
Romeo Treblanc. And he is actually in the film. Oh. He is portrayed by Rob Coleman.
Yeah.
Who's that?
The guy Coleman the guy Trebor.
Coleman Trebor was named after.
Holy crap. And his name's Romeo?
Romeo. What's hold on, I wrote down. Romeo Treblanc.
Treblanc?
And he is an actor and a lover of the arts and an appreciative admirer of her singing voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that he owns the Galaxy's Opera House on Coruscant that we see in episode 3.
That's Coleman. That's what Robert Coleman looks like.
Yeah.
Jesus. He's kind of chubby with a beard.
Yeah.
He sort of
he looks like every other guy at Celebration except us.
Yeah. He looks like our target fan base.
So this opera house that Anakin runs up the steps and has his little meeting with.
Yep.
This is where she ends up like performing.
Well, this is where Treblanc, he owns that place. That's his place. He's putting on that opera, which, by the way, has a name, Squid Lake.
Get the fuck out of here.
I kid you not.
Oh my
God. The name of the opera that Anakin is watching with the Palpatine is called Squid Lake.
No.
I'm not making that up.
Dave's gonna leave soon.
Tree Octopus Lake.
That's a bad joke. That's like, I mean, was that like in the script, like something they called it behind the scenes and that leaked out, or is that like an EU thing?
That might be in the novelization.
I can't believe Matt Stover would have written those words.
I haven't gotten that far in the books.
The book's been out for 17 years, Tim.
No, I haven't gotten that far in it. But he's all about her voice. He apparently, this guy must be gay because he has no carnal interest in her whatsoever.
Well, look at her feet. I don't blame him.
He's like, how you do?
Yeah, that would be me.
Put some boots on you, put you on the stage.
No, it's too late. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's too much.
Now, he had intended to purchase Shaliqua after the Bunta Eve Classic. Unfortunately, he bet heavily on the wrong racer and found himself in financial ruin. He bet his entire savings on Gascano.
Oh,
he came in second.
I like Gascano.
Technically came in second.
Did he bet him to win place or show?
I think he bet him to win.
Sucker.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
He should have boxed it.
Yeah. But he did make a promise to Shaliqua to return for her one day. Which over time, Treblanc, he made good friends in high places. And one of his good best buddies was Chancellor Palpatine. And I thought
you were
going to
say Valorum. I swore you were going to say Valorum.
he told his sob story to Palpatine, and Palpatine apparently is a lover of the arts, and I guess Palpatine wanted to hear this chick sing. So he, in exchange to clear all of Treblanc's debts, Treblanc gave Palpatine a lifetime private box and season tickets to everything.
Season tickets. So that's why that's his seats that he's sitting in the thing.
Yeah, he traded up with Treblanc to get this box.
I can't wait for the Galaga Intergalactic Tour. When is Cats coming?
Soon.
Fuck Starlight Express. Here, Vader, you can have these tickets.
Starlight Express. Starlight Express. Did you guys ever see The Family Guy?
Yeah.
Starlight Express. And soon after, he was able to raise enough money to go and purchase Diva Shaliqua and bring her back. And he brought her to Coruscant. Technically, she was still a slave, I guess, because he bought her. He didn't really free her. He just bought her and brought her back with him to Coruscant to study and train for the opera under his tutelage. But... Man, I'll tell you, man, this is the definition of a bitch. As soon as his back, she escapes. She runs away.
With his big feet?
Feet, okay. Don't fail me now. In many ways, more than one.
She got the fuck out of Dodge. She left the lights of the opera. She could have been a huge star on Coruscant. She got out of there. She couldn't get off the planet, so she assumed a disguise, a stage name, and fled to the underworld, where she continues her career to this day, because there's no death.
If you say foot model, I'm never doing this show again.
she is a singer in seedy underworld nightclubs on Coruscant.
I love her. Feet and all.
You know, this guy goes into debt. He's not even trying to bone her. He just wants her to sing in the opera.
Well, he's a sucker then.
She just gives him the middle finger and runs off to sing in nightclubs and blowing guys in alleyways.
He's gay. Yeah, he wasn't a part of her.
Tim, you work in the music biz.
Lots of blowjobs.
That's happened all the time.
No, I'm sorry.
We're not talking about when Kevin Costner comes to town.
Oh, man.
I want to be. You took me your convertible.
My God.
The music industry, people come and go pretty quickly, but
come and go.
He was going to give her a chance, and she didn't even accept it. What a bitch.
She's still alive.
She's still alive out there, but probably not for long. She'll probably be cut up by some serial killer.
I hope so.
She'd look at
maybe she does appear in the Darth Plagueis novel.
Ooh.
I haven't read that novel yet, but she appears in that. Part of her story comes from that.
Could it be just that maybe she's on stage at the opera while the Emperor's telling Anakin that story about Darth Plagueis? I don't know.
Maybe. Oh.
Yeah, that's the diva
Yeah. Yeah, that, don't you? Yeah,
I got that on my iPod.
Yeah, let's get that baby out.
You got that?
I used to,
then she gets shot.
I was working at the movie theater. I used to time it so I could go down and watch that part. Oh, that was so great.
Coming, my man. Coming, Dallas.
That was the best costume at MegaCon. There was a dude dressed up as him. And he looked just like him. It was not the diva. It was Chris Tucker. Sorry. And he's walking around and he had the mic on and he had like this little PA system strapped to his side. And he was doing his best Chris Tucker, like interviewing people back and forth. It was really funny.
It's pretty cool.
Unfortunately, it was a white man in blackface and people were offended.
Tim, you always have to take it.
Yeah, it's like, this episode was so little work until that line.
some little behind the scenes information. Portrayed by an unknown super foxy model. I won't even call her an actress because she just stood there looking sexy with her tone.
I saw that online. She didn't have a name because I was like, oh, maybe she's been in stuff. No, you go on there and she's listed as unknown. How can someone in Star Wars be unknown?
There she is. Diva Shaliqua.
Greatest moment of that movie.
I have
a two-word response to your question, Dave.
Yeah.
Will Rowhood.
That's true.
For the original trilogy, I understand the lack of certain information. But for the prequels, they documented and they kept records on everything. Her name has got to be out there. I think our good friend Steve also has this soundtrack. I remember him really enjoying that song as well.
We used to dance. I had the dance moves down.
Well, she would do that. She would do that wing out from the belly. And
I'm doing it right now.
He is, actually.
No official figures have been made by Kenner. Kenner, make one, please.
I was just going online. There's lots of like homemade dolls.
Yeah,
a lot of customs. I don't think I've ever seen anyone dress up like this at a convention. So all
he can't
those,
walk into his feet.
all those chicks dressing up as Slave Leia, just put a blue wig on and some weird monster feet, and you're all set.
Yeah, that's actually, the wig is easy. Just get a freaking troll costume wig and cut it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And the bikini, the metal bikini looks kind of like Leia's bikini.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty close to it. Yeah.
It would be pretty easy to do.
Yeah, she's good looking.
That was so beat.
That's, oh my God.
That's not much.
It isn't much. No, to be honest, it's very little. I just wanted to talk about that feet, that toned body.
Matt, does your website have naked breasts?
Well, it's funny you say that. I did find a couple sites that had her on them, but not anything I necessarily would pick as our website for the show, but not much other to find than these. So they won't be in our show notes. If you want to check them out yourself sometime, one is a wiki devoted to the Slave Leia costume. It's Slave Leia Wiki. And the other one...
Go back. Slave Leia what?
Wiki,
I'm looking now.
And the other one is Hutt Slave Wiki. And again, not great. They're out there. Look them up if you want to. If someone finds something better, put it on our Facebook page. Maybe someone can find some high-res pics of those fucked up feet.
Oh,
I'm sure hoping that your wife has some nice feet.
Not as bad as Diva Shikaliga was, whatever her name is.
Shikaliga.
Shakira? Shakira, Shakira. Let's, well, Dave, guess what then?
What?
Guess what?
Is it time?
It's time. We're running out of episodes, Chris, for you. Yeah.
This is 93.
I got fucked over the last
7
one.
More. Oh,
stop complaining.
I don't get. I am C3PO.
All right, here's the deal.
Good.
You have 14.
Yep.
Followed by Tim, who has 31. Mm-hmm. Followed by Matt with 42. And then me with 49.
All righty. Who's going?
That would be Tim.
Tim? Matt, roll yes. for Tim. Let's see
all right.
Let's have him fuck up. Come on.
215. 215.
215. 215 and still alive. Okay.
Why do you have to rhyme everything?
Big Dad just used fan. Okay, ready? 215. Oh! I think we got... Yeah, we had this one. I'll play it, though. The GG illusion sound thingy.
I think that was one that you had.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try 117.
117. Doing great.
And I do promise before the 100th episode, I'll go back and listen and write down the numbers so we're not playing every fucking sound for our finale.
Yeah, really? One? Oh, wait. That's too far.
Tim, do you have a strategy here in the waning moments of this game?
To win.
That's your strategy?
Yeah. No strategy.
All right.
We might have this one, too. Sam is from Empire. I don't know until you all say we did.
Go ahead.
How many are you going to bet, Tim?
Well, if it's Empire, I will... You know what? I'm going to bet 5.
Woo!
I think we had it, but here we go.
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't recognize it.
That was cool sound, and I certainly don't know what it is. Let's hear that again.
Wow. That's Empire. Shoot. I'm going to tank on this one. I know I'm going to get this one wrong.
Get it wrong, 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 asshole.
It could potentially be, in my head, I'm thinking it could be one of three things. It could be...
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Could be a tauntaun, some weird tauntaun noise. It could be something on the asteroid inside the space slug. Or on Dagobah, just like a creature on like creature sounds on Dagobah. I'm gonna go creature sounds on Dagobah.
Tim, I will say this: one of your three choices was correct-ish.
Oh yeah, but not the one I chose.
That's what he chose.
Oh.
Tim, it's really I could have gotten this one.
I don't think you would have got that one.
I would have. Do you know what? It's the flapping and it's the sound. It's a mind knock.
Where was there flapping? I didn't even hear the flapping.
I guess it's the laughing thing.
Huh.
I didn't recognize that at all.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. Because I'm used to the mind knock being like, in the up against the glass. That's the sound I know.
Well, that's a photo, too, is when it's sucking on the glass. You see its big thing. I almost said something. All right, where were we?
That would make it Matt's turn.
Matt's turn.
All right.
How much does Tim have now? He dropped down.
Dropped down to what? 26.
26.
188.
188. Feeling great.
Always.
Masturbate.
Ooh. And then I feel great. All right. It is episode one.
Ooh.
Looks familiar, but yeah, I don't know.
Please don't be familiar. I want them to have to do episode one.
Okay. How many points would you like to bet?
You know what? I'm going to stick, even though I don't want to, I'm going to stick to my statement so many episodes ago, which I don't even know how many at this point, in five. I said five from now on. I said I'm going to go down on Blaze of Glory or make a comeback, so five.
188, 5 points.
Start your engines!
We've had this one.
God damn it, we have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it too.
Shit. All right, fine.
That's like a little kid. Okay, fine.
All right. 24. Let's try that.
Ooh. Jack Bauer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that to come back.
I know. Did you see that?
Yep.
What? Jack Bauer's back. 24. Live Another Day, it's called.
Who's Jack Bauer?
Dave.
24.
Leave my house.
24 what?
The show, 24.
Kiefer Sutherland, come on.
Oh, Lord.
Man.
It's not Splash.
There's other shit on more than baseball, you know.
Baseball and Seinfeld. It's all Dave knows is on TV.
I tell you, my favorite show is on every night at 7, and it's never a rerun.
Baseball, you say, right?
Yeah.
No, whatever.
You guys watch these television shows. Not important.
Yeah, baseball is far more important.
And on Sundays, it's on at 1:30.
This is Matt, right? New Hope. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was 5 points. You said right?
Yep.
Here we
go.
There you go.
It's not a duel, so it's probably Luke with the lightsaber, but I don't know if it's when he first gets it from Obi-Wan or practicing with it on the Falcon. I'm going to say practicing with it on the Falcon, because I think he swung it more there than he did with when he first got his hands on it. That's my guess. Luke with the saber on the Falcon.
Oh, Matt, it's Luke with the saber when Ben first gets
God
it.
God damn it, I hate this fucking game.
Man, I look at Dave like it's such like, oh, so sad. He's right there. He said it kind of. I'm like, oh. It says here, lightsaber, ignition, and wave. In the
yeah, all right. Fair yeah. enough.
Man, you're stupid.
Fuck you.
Well, watch. Wait for mine, Matt. Ready? All right.
It was Dave's turn. Oh my God, this is hilarious. It came up 246 again.
The hell?
It's always coming up 246 for Dave. Ow. It says 152, but that sounds familiar, but let's find out.
All right, 152.
Of course, they all sound familiar now. We've had everything from front to back, so.
Yeah, the book is running out of steam here.
We got to think of our next round of trivia is what we're going to do then.
We got to go old school. We got to get a trivia book from, 1980.
Star Wars charades. 30-second charades.
It's from Jedi, Dave.
I'm going to bet five and try and pour it on here.
Okay.
Because this book has used this word several times and it seems have fallen in love with this word, I am going to say that is Endor ambient noise.
Sorry, that was a Minok.
Endor Forest Sounds. Judges?
Nope.
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 Damn, Dave.
I can't believe they didn't use ambient.
No, they didn't. I thought it was pretty funny that when you said that.
That's the perfect spot for that. All right, now it's your turn.
Watch this.
See. You know what? I'm looking at this Hutt Slaves wiki. This is basically like dirty stories written by 9-year-olds.
Right up my alley.
So, Crystal,
let's say it's perfect.
It's like one paragraph sex stories featuring the slaves with all sorts of typos. Damn, and
could you read one to me?
Do you want me to read one? I'll read the Mara Jade because that's a good one.
Really? I hadn't even read.
Mara Jade was the Emperor's assassin. Mara Jade's mission was to kill Luke Skywalker because the Emperor knew Vader might train Luke against him. He sent Mara to kill him. Mara knew Luke would try to save his friend Han, so posing as a dancing girl named Arika Mara would be ready to kill Luke. She was an excellent dancer, but tried to keep low so she wouldn't be noyest. One day, Jabba asked her to dance for him. She refused, so Jabba emptied his core, including Ula. I have no idea what that means. Jabba asked her to come close, so she diz. He then asked her to dance for him.
I'm reading ahead.
She danced gracefully when Jabba grabbed her arm. Arika tried to get away from him by putting her arm between them, but that just resulted in her falling on him. Jabba then iracked for her dress zip and quickly undid it. It took all of her force power to torate him. Her dress then sliped, revealing her big breast and muscular body. As his tail slithered up her leg to her stomach, Jabba had his hand on her left breast. His tongue had a special interest on the right one. After Jabba was finished, he gave her dress to Scumptious Crumb and took Mara all day to get it back. The end.
Oh my god.
Scrumptious Crumb.
Scumptious Crumb.
This site worked out much better than I ever imagined it would.
Oh, that's almost as good as one of Chris's dramatic readings.
Yeah, the best one. Yeah, that was
a dramatic reading by Tim.
Maybe next episode Chris can read the
another one,
the Diva Shaliqua. Why? Because that's a classic too.
I don't know if I could do the accent you
that
did.
Was nicely done.
Yes, and that guy had liberal use of capitalization and lack of capitalization. Whoever wrote that, little Jimmy Thompson. What are we doing? Trivia. There's only 20 pages on this wiki, so
yeah,
it's
small. Nothing on here. Yeah, this is a poor piss poor website.
You can create your own hut, what and the you can build your own harem of slaves.
Oh my god! No.
All right, what's Chris's number?
My number
193.
What sounds
193?
That sounds familiar.
Let's see. Wait.
I'm gonna get a shooting or firing.
I'm sure we've had this one. I'm not positive.
5 points. Don't give a fuck. Let's go.
Yeah, I gotta get there.
That's what they say on Jeopardy.
This is episode one. Episode one.
Episode one. Oh, you Christ. Okay.
193.
Did we have this one? Please say yes.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay.
Here we go. Prepare thyself for 193.
I want to say it's the pod racers racing around with the classic Eve.
I need all of the pod racers represented.
And the drivers.
And again. Boba.
Which lap are they on?
Second.
You are correct. We may have had that one before, but I'm not sure.
Fuck it, give it to him.
I actually heard, I think we had the one where Bode and Feed talk. That's when I remember having that one.
Well, you're getting 5 points.
So. That's right, fucker.
Congratulations.
That's right, you son of a bitch. Charity. Now,
you have 19, Tim has 26, Matt has 37, and I have 54.
Tim, I'm on your ass again. Not the first time. Well, thank you for hanging in there for this episode featuring Diva Shaliqua with some sexy feet, right, Matt?
Fuck those feet. Ugh.
Ooh, okay.
No. That's what I want to do.
Best part of her story was that freaking one written by the 9-year-old that Tim read. That was awesome.
that was Mara Jade's
that was
story,
yeah. Too. You're right. I'm sorry.
We'll have to. The Diva Shaliqua one's pretty good too. Well, should we save that for the next episode?
Read that on the Mara Jade episode.
We're never doing a Mara Jade episode.
Oh, okay.
Not with me on it.
Well, join us next time when we discuss Riggies!
Thanks for listening to Star Wars in Character. Star Wars in Character is part of the NeoZaz.com network of podcasts. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit www.neozaz.com. Star Wars in Character is not affiliated with nor endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. Star Wars and all Star Wars universe characters, places, or Star Wars related items are the copyright of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. Visit www.swic.neozaz.com for the latest Star Wars in Character episodes and information.